we started at 3, I think, and we went to Gap, Toys R Us, and Victoria's Secret so far. Lots and lots of toys and clothes.
I went to Walmart first, and then I came here. My plan B was a 24-inch that they had for $80, and that was gone. So I got a 22-inch refurbished TV for $152.
Black Friday is in full swing, with 152 million people expected to hit the stores this weekend. This coming month is a crucial period for retailers, who do as much as 40% of their annual business between today and Christmas. Shoppers are expected to spend about $500 billion in the next month. That's about 3% more than last year. But is the Black Friday hoopla all it's cracked up to be? Especially since many stores were actually open yesterday on Thanksgiving. Kelly Grant is a senior consumer reporter for Smart Money. And Kelly, stores have been extending Black Friday deals earlier and earlier each year. So are the best deals to be found even really out there today?
The best deals really are not out there necessarily today. We've seen some pretty good sales all week long, and actually earlier this week we spotted a number of products that were already at quote-unquote Black Friday level prices, or were actually beating prices that were out there advertised. So if you're out there shopping, maybe you're doing okay, but you know, you may have missed the boat on some of those great deals.
And how would you sum up the overall strategy of retailers this year compared to years past?
I think the retailers are really nervous right now that, you know, consumer spending hasn't been what they're hoping for, and you know, they know that the economy is concerning for a lot of different people. So their aim was to get people out pretty early, lure them into the stores with some good deals, try to sell as much of their inventory as they could at higher prices, and now they're kind of getting into a little bit of the better discounts, but there's not much left to sell. Inventory's already, a lot of it's gone.
You've noted that even if consumers can find great prices today, the quality might not be so good. Great. So what should we be on the lookout for if we want to be smart shoppers getting good items?
I think on any time you see a discount, you need to ask yourself, why is this item 50% off, 60% off? And in large part, it may just be that this is an item that would have been on sale anyway. Macy's is very good about doing that in their ads, where they note, this is a $100 sweater. Today it's $40. When the sale is over, it's going to be $60. So that you know you're not getting this crazy deal on a $100 sweater. It's really a slightly smaller deal on what will be a $60 sweater. So you want to think about things like that. But you also want to read a lot of reviews, especially for these tech items. Oftentimes we've found that with TVs, it might not be the latest model of a TV, or it might be a brand that doesn't have great reviews. And for things like Blu-ray players, oftentimes they're not Wi-Fi enabled. So you might be saving $200 on the Blu-ray player, but then you're going to have to spend $80 on a separate kit to make it up to date.
So read the fine print, do your homework.
Definitely read the fine print. You know, this is not the day to be impulse shopping, or if you really feel like you're not sure and you want to go home and look at it, check the return policy and hang on to your receipt.
We mentioned on the show yesterday that online sales are expected to go up 13% this year, and one of the big drivers of that is free shipping. But you say that that's changing this year. How so?
Free shipping is shifting a little bit this year. Last year, we saw a lot of these free shipping wars where it was free shipping on everything, all items, you know, whatever you buy, it's going to be free. And this year, we're seeing that retailers are raising the minimums on that. So you're going to get the free shipping, but you have to spend $100 to do it.
So in the process of trying to save money, you end up spending way more than you intended to.
Exactly. They're really hoping that you're going to say, well, you know, I'll get that extra sweater. I'll get this other thing that I didn't really intend to buy, just because it pushes me that much closer, maybe over that free shipping threshold.
Kelly, beyond Black Friday, would you give us an overview of the holiday shopping season in general? Because the economy is still trying to recover, obviously, yet we've been reading that high-end luxury retailers in particular are attracting consumers. What are they doing to get people in the door?
One of the things they're working more with these flash sale sites like Ideally.com and Gilt.com, and they basically offer these 1 or 2 day boutiques where items from this particular high-end brand are going to be about 50% off. And it's a great way for these brands to clear out items that they don't necessarily sell very well. And it also, we're seeing they're sneaking in a few things that they're making exclusively for these sites. So it's a great way to attract that shopper who, you know, might have been an occasional shopper of this brand when times were better and has said, you know, that's the first thing I'm cutting out now that the economy has tanked. They're also doing more private events. So you might see something to go in after hours or just in the evenings at the stores where you're saving an extra 15-20% that might not be available on any other day or really time during the holiday season.
Kelly Grant is senior consumer reporter for Smart Money. She's been speaking to us about Black Friday. Kelly, thanks a lot.
Thank you.